John Bauma has died. He was a major figure in the Valley's legal community and was well known for, among other things, defending the state in one of the lawsuits filed after the passage of SB 1070, the immigration enforcement law. Bauma died after being hit by a car while he was in the road. He was 82 years old. With me to help remember John Bauma is Joe Canefield, a partner at Ballard Spahr. Canefield was also general counsel to then-Governor Jan Brewer. And Joe, you worked with Bauma for a while, but you knew of him for a long time before that. What did he mean to the legal community here?
Well, John was a legend. I mean, a legend in the state bar. He had been around for obviously many years, started practicing in the early 60s, and he... You know, he was the head of the largest law firm in Arizona and one of the most prominent law firms not only here but in the Southwest. And so everyone knew John, and not only because of what he had done to build Snell and Wilmer into the powerful firm that it is today, but also because of his involvement with the bar. I mean, he was president of the Maricopa County Bar Association in the 70s. He was the president of the State Bar of Arizona in the early 80s. He's always been involved, even to this day, on various committees. John and I served together on the Commission on Elected Official Salaries. He was appointed by the governor. I was appointed by the Chief Justice. And then, of course, he's very committed, was always very committed to making sure that lawyers honored their obligation to provide pro bono services to the indigent in Arizona. And he not just... through monetary contributions and the like, but he himself would go down to the clinic. I just communicated with one of his partners and told me stories about how he would go down and help folks that, you know, needed assistance with their landlord and whatnot. But the probably, you know, arguably the greatest contribution he made to indigent representation was he was a co-founder of an organization called the Arizona Equal Justice Foundation. And that was really his brainchild. I mean, there was a lot of folks involved in it, but he got all of the large firms in Arizona to, most of the large firms, we're still working on some of them, but they got these firms to donate substantial sums of money that would go directly to the three legal aid organizations in Arizona that served all the indigent population on, you know, basic things like housing, consumer issues, wills and probate, the kind of stuff that, you know, we all take for granted, I suppose, and but people have these issues, and he was able to convince a lot of his colleagues out there to contribute to this, and I was honored the last 8 years to have worked with him on that organization, and probably the biggest honor that maybe has ever been bestowed upon me in my professional career was John and Tim Berg, who is the former managing partner at Fenimore Craig, asked me to become the chair of this organization after its 25-year existence. And so I've been trying to carry on that legacy.
How did John Bauma try to go about convincing law firms and attorneys to do this? I mean, what was his sort of persuasion style?
Well, I had been with, you know, John and I, even as of a few months ago, we were still having lunches with managing partners of firms that hadn't been on board as of yet. And he's just so persuasive. And, you know, it was, we'd have lunch with these folks. We'd explain, I think the ask was 2 billable hours per attorney per year per firm. You know, that's not a big ask, but that does add up. But I mean, I think probably the way he was the most convincing was leading by example.
What was it like for you when you started working with him, when he was brought on to do some work for SB 1070, when you were the general counsel for Governor Brewer?
That was amazing. So when that happened, you know, if I did anything right when I was general counsel to the governor, which was bringing John on board to help lead that litigation, you know, when that bill was passed, obviously lots of controversy, multiple lawsuits were filed, including a pretty significant lawsuit by the ACLU. But it wasn't that suit that was the one that we were concerned about. It was a threat by the United States government to sue. And it was pretty clear that that was going to happen. Governor Brewer and I met with President Obama in the Oval Office to talk about that suit. So we knew it was coming. So we, because we were going to be up against some of the largest federal resources, legal resources in the country, in addition to all these other suits. We wanted the best. We wanted the biggest. We wanted the best to go against, you know, the Obama administration in that case. So we came up with the idea of what about John Bama? What about Snow and Wilmer? I mean, it's usually not the kind of thing that a firm like that does. Usually Snow and Wilmer is adverse to the government on behalf of their clients. But we thought it would send a message by having someone like him of his stature lead an outstanding team of litigators at that firm to represent the state of Arizona and the governor in that litigation. And he most certainly delivered.
What do you think that you learn by working with him and watching him work? I mean, how has that helped you as an attorney?
Well, I would say professionalism, number one. I mean, the thing that I loved the most about John was he believed in collegiality, and he was sort of a bridge to the past where the bar was a lot smaller here in Arizona, and Phoenix in particular, where lawyers could fight in the courtroom during the day and go have a beer together after work. And nothing was personal, but you could be an outstanding advocate for your client without being nasty. And, you know, unfortunately, we see more of that. I think that's sort of maybe you see more of that in large cities with the bar where lawyers don't really know each other, don't get to socialize with each other as much. I think that was something very important to him. And so I got to see him in those contexts with lawyers that would get upset, and the way he would work with opposing counsel was amazing. But the stories he would tell about the old days when lawyers would get together after work in the old lawyers club in downtown Phoenix, which is long since gone, were great. Some of my best memories will be those stories that he told.
All right. That's Joe Canefield. He's a partner at Ballard Spahr and was general counsel to then-Governor Jan Brewer, helping us remember Valley Attorney John Bauma, who passed away this week at the age of 82. Joe, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark.